Now, department stores, one of the biggest icons in retail, are slowly dying out. Barney's, the iconic chain of an upscale New York department stores, established in 1923, has just filed for bankruptcy protection. And times are tough for department stores all over, with Australia's once dominant Myer and David Jones chains in death spirals, according to retail experts. The internet is a big part of the problem faced by these once mighty retail empires. However, recent research indicates the decline could be attributed to a bigger problem, the decline of the middle class. Well, joining me on the line to discuss is Jason Pallant, marketing lecturer and researcher at Swinburne University. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. So what's happening to the middle class? How is this affecting department stores?
Yeah, so this is really a global trend. So this comes from a report from the OECD, who've looked at income and wages and class systems around the world. And what they've found is that the proportion of people that we would class as middle class has been declining over time. And it's particularly been declining in what we would consider to be established countries like Australia.
Okay, so why is this happening?
So what's happening is that we're getting a lot more income discrepancy. And so the people at the top, so the really rich, are getting richer. And that is pushing up the median or average incomes in countries. And so but people below those thresholds, the income growth is a lot slower. And so we're getting a lot more people now in the lower income brackets or in the lower income classes, if you will.
Okay, and lots of researchers have spoken about the great retail bifurcation. Can you talk about that, what that means?
So this is the idea that we've got incomes growing at the top, so the rich getting richer, but also more people are struggling with their incomes. And what we're seeing in the retail market is that's being reflected in luxury brands some doing well at the same time as ultra discount brands. And so it's this interesting phenomenon that retail brands at the top end and at the low end are doing well, but those in the middle, targeting that middle class, which is hollowing out, if you will, are the ones that we're finding are actually struggling.
All right. Okay. And so a polarizing kind of area. And so what do retail stores have to do, I guess, to compete or win back the middle class? How do we change this?
Yeah, so I think the challenge that we're seeing, if we look at the Australian market, is the example of this would be our department stores. Myer, you know, the big ones we would think of being Myer and DJs have historically been about the middle class and really even aspirational middle class. What we're finding is that those sort of brands and retailers are being, I guess, a bit lost in the middle. They're not premium enough to really excite people who have got the money or who are looking for, you know, some selective luxury, if you will, but also not cheap enough for the everyday kind of shop. And so I guess the solution or the challenge then is, which way do you go? Do you go more premium and shut out people who don't have the discretionary income? Or do you go more on that discount side but potentially lose some of the glamour and brand image that they've built up over time?
Mm. Right, okay. And so the internet is also having a huge impact on shopping and retail, the retail market. What do you think is the future of the department store model?
Yeah, you're right. So retail, online has definitely been growing. But what's important to keep in mind is that according to the ABS, the Bureau of Statistics, online retail is still less than 10% of the entire retail market. And so there's been talk that the internet is causing, I guess, a retail apocalypse, or there's been, you know, nobody shopping in stores. And we know that that's not true. It is just less than it used to be.
Mm.
I think the challenge for department stores of the future, what I would like to see is, I guess, a bit more of a differentiated or unique offer. I go into department stores and shopping centres and often find that the brands that are in those department stores are also have standalone shops in those shopping centres. And to me, that's a bit of a lost opportunity, where a department store, for me, could be the place that you go to discover new things, have an experience, really tie into this idea of experience or shopping, and should be the place where you can get really great customer service. And I think what we've seen and a lot of people feel is that that's been an area where the department stores have declined in recent years.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of shopping myself, but you can't really compete with that customer, that that help from walking into a store, trying on something as opposed to, you know, online. But there you go. It's not really, there aren't really many people online anyway, as you've just said. So there you go. Well, Jason, thank you very much for your time on the show today. That's all we have time for this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye. That was Jason Pallett, a marketing lecturer and researcher at Swinburne University, discussing how a decline of the middle class has affected our major department stores and the retail market